Yes, I have a couple of things I wanted to finish up from the last Chabura, from the last one set, and then I wanted to move on to the Iker talk, with really the Iker Sugya that we're going to start. At least I want to get a start into the Sugya of Tchilas and Tchilas of Avinus, which is already a Sugya, which has in it not only obviously Halacha L'maisa, but also there's some Lomdes in it. And I was going to have to see some of the Lomdes at least, because the Lomdes makes a big enough giving of Halacha. Besides having Havon in house, this which is where this works. So you're going to see this week, you're going to see a little bit of Lomdes, Kiveger here, Bochanan. And the Eilim will have to indulge me in seeing these things, even though maybe they're not so useful. Okay. I just wanted to start with the Ha'ara that the tshuva. I just want to talk for a couple of seconds about the tshuva for Ramesha, which is very negay the chiyuv of Hashem Sachar. Especially again, it comes out he mamash handles the rishonim that we saw. And he discusses it in terms of a case that happened halacha l'maisa. Rav Yehuda sent him a shayla about a shaychet that went into that was asked to shech the chicken. It's not clear whether the shaykh was asked to shech one chicken, a lot of chickens. That was unclear. And he went to the chicken coop to open up the coop to take a chicken, and he took out one chicken. But in the process of taking out one chicken, some other chickens escaped and disappeared. So the shayla is, those chickens that escaped and disappeared, does the sheikh have to take responsibility for or not? So the first thing you have to determine over here is, first of all, number one, what din does the sheikh have? Okay, this is obviously, Ramesh doesn't get to it till the end of the tshuva where he handles what din the sheikh has, but really that's obviously the first thing that you have to figure out. What din the sheikh have? Because if you figure out what din the sheikh has, so then maybe you'll be able to figure out what his chiyuvim are. That's number one. And after you figure out what the sheikh has, you have to figure out what type of issue is it that a chicken escaped from the coop. Right? That's the second child you have to figure out, because then you'll be able to figure out apid the chiyuv. You're able to even mechayiv him. You'll be able to figure out whether the sheikh is going to be chayiv or not. So the first thing is a sheikh gets paid. But the question is, what's a sheikh getting? A sheikh doesn't get paid to watch. A sheikh gets paid really because he's doing a job. Basically, he's a pile. So the question is that if you're a pile, does that mean you're also a shemer sachar in the thing? So it's mafurish that a pile, call a pile, anyone that's working for you has a shemer sachar in the chifetz that they're supposed to be working with. That's what it says.
Where is it? Are you supposed to learn?
I don't know if you're Sonora, it's a mission of Havasra, but whatever. We didn't deal with all the other people that become Shemar Sachar. It's like Shemar Aveda also is that type of person. Some of the Holdim Mashkin is a Shemar Sachar. There's all these different people that become a Shemar Sachar by the virtue of the fact they have a certain amount of monetary leverage against the person that was mafkid the chifetz by them, that gave them a certain chifetz. Like the pile. So Shiloh, why he's a Shemar Sachar? Could be because he's ability to mafkid the chifetz, he doesn't get paid. Could be because he's getting paid for the job. There's different reasons, perhaps, why Pael is going to have a din of a Shemar Sachar. But it's a lomdish din. In other words, the din of Pael is a lomdish Shemar Sachar. I'm not paying you to watch the chifetz. And it's not like a classic Shemar Sachar, but the word is, I'm paying you to watch the chifetz. So the shayla is, do you become a Shemar Sachar b'chi agafi? So Rav Moshe, that's what Rav Moshe is being mo'er at the end of the Shiva. He says, it's a svar nechayna to say that a Shemar Sachar is only going to be chayiv, a Shmir Mu'ula, is only going to be chayiv, a higher level of Shmira, not like a higher level than a Shemar Chinam, only if he gets paid for the Shmira. But if the Pshat is, that the reason that he's not really getting paid for Shmira, he's getting paid for something else. It's just that since he's getting paid, therefore he has a din of a Shemar Sachar in the Chayfetz, which means that it's, he's not a direct Shemar Sachar, but rather he's Derech Agav a Shemar Sachar. Rav Moshe says, it's mistaber to say that his level of Shmira doesn't go up. But Rav Moshe says that he'll no matzinu shum adam shum paisek that says the svar even as the svar nachayna. So mele the shechid remains a shem esachar. That's what Ramesh says. Hamayis, it's a shtickle. It's a little bit of a pella because there were paiskim some gedolei achrayim that actually said the svar and passing off hamayis like this, which are brought down by the Chassam Sefer brings it down. There's a Mishnah Melech about it even. So I mean, Rav Moshe was Yidua for not looking at Sifri Achreinim, that he says Kivan Shadar is a Chiddushu V'Lomotzin L'Shum Echam, you know, Shum Echam Apaiskim that says Azazah. When the Mishnah Melech and the Chassam Sefer usually bring it down, so it's usually these things usually you would find if you would say it. Well, Maase is a big Machlekes. What the story is with Shar Shem Rishachar, that are Shem Rishachar Aide other in Yonim. For example, like I said, Shem Raveda, Payel, Shem Ramashkin, all these things that are not directly Shem Rishachar, but rather Shem Rishachar by virtue of the fact that they get money for other things or they have leverage against the Balabayas. Whether you have a din of Shem Rishachar, look at the level of Shmir you have also.
You're
Shem Rishachar, but no, that you're Chayim Gneva Aveda. But you're Mechuyev to watch it, Shmir Mula. What's.
Same exact shaila.
Because I'm not giving you the money.
Says,
I know. I'm a masking. Everyone's masking that you're a Shemar Sachar. Shemar Veda, Kurtar Vesiv is also a Shemar Sachar. And a Shemar Mashkin is also a Shemar Sachar. So all this is Mufur Shemishnayas. The question is the higher level of Shemira, that there's Machlaikas Rabba. That we saw.
We're calling Shem Sachar, but they're not Shem Sachar.
There's two different types of Shem Sachar. That's what Achrayim were saying. There's two types of Shem Sachar. There's a Shem Sachar where I'm getting paid for watching the Chayfetz. That's a classic Shem Sachar. That even Lomdish is Shem Sachar. We're not getting paid to watch the Chayfetz, but I'm getting money, or I have some option against the Baal Bayis that's worth money, so it may like a din of a Shem Sachar, like a Paya, like a Shem Raveda. Shem Raveda, the Baal Bayis is paying me, I put the Derb Yasif. Mashkin, these types of people, they're not getting paid to watch the chayfet. They're getting some zaytiga monetary benefit because they have the chayfet.
What's the reason mechalek? Because they're not getting paid
for the shmira. So the achrayim say what's the raya? So he says if you look at the makar, so why shem esach is mechuyev to do mitirusa yaserta shmir ma'alya, which we call yeshiv u'mishamer. Why is the shem esach mechuyev to do yeshiv u'mishamer? So it's a gemara on Sadi Gimun Beis that the achrayim are medayik. The Haredim of Medayik from the Gemara, that it's mashma, that the only reason why you mechuyev to do Shmir Mula is only because of the money that I got for it. And that's, I say, Shit in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the lashon is that the reason of the Hachi, the Gemara says at the end, when it discusses the din of that you have to do a Shmir Mula by the Machlekes that we discussed last week, but they have to be Yeshim Sharaman. It says, Gemara says, Achi Yavilcha Igra. The reason why I'm giving you Schar is Linaturi Linaturi to Yaserta. What's the lashon of the Gemara? I'm paying you to do a Linaturi to Yaserta. A Shem Raveda is getting paid in order to do a Linaturi to Yaserta? Betach Shalom. He's not getting paid to do Yisrael. The Grani is getting some monetary benefits, so Mamele he's going to be a Shemar Sachar. Shemar Mashkin, Payo. He's getting paid to do Naturti Yisrael. He's getting paid in order to do dry cleaning. The dry cleaning might beg it. Has anything to do with the Shemira? So Mashmois to the Gemara is, the reason why you have to do Shemira Ma'ula, the reason why you have to be Yeshiva Mishamer, is only because you get paid directly for the Shemira. But any Shemar Sachar doesn't get paid directly for the Shemira, it's not going to be Chayiv. It's not going to be Chayiv the Shemira Ma'aliyah, but it'll be a Shemar Sachar like the din of Gneva Vaveda. That's the nafkamina. No, Gav the machloik is a rabbah in Ravuner and Rechista, whether you have to be Yeshiva Mishamer. There, everyone is masking that if you're not getting paid directly for the Shmir, that you don't have to do a Shmir Mula. You don't have to be Yeshiva Mishamer. That's what the Mishnah Melech says.
Oh,
Mishnah Melech says, Chassam Sefer brings it down. I'm saying it could be that there's a shnark itzah for such a thing.
And you're going to be fatir.
Why? That's by the Gneva Ba'inus, not Yeshiva Mishamer. It's two different things. It's Gneva Ba'inus. That's Gneva Ba'inus. But if you're not Yeshiva Mishamer, not your Chayiv, everyone's masking today. That's what Ramesh's case is talking about. In the case of, let's say, that a higher level of Shmir that you're Mechuyev to do, that everyone's masking to. Everyone's masking that at least in a normal. What do you mean that you're going to be potter anyway? Because of the shach, but the shach is not a griva ba'inus. What's that to do with whether you have to be yeshiv mishamer or not? If you're not yeshiv mishamer, right? Here, an einus doesn't happen. Something on the level of gneiva aveda, you're chayiv. The nafkamina is going to be whether you mechuyet v'yeshiv v'mishamer. Or you mechuyet v'yeshiv v'mishamer. In a case, even in a case where it's not gneiva ba'inus. In a case where it's not gneiva ba'inus. If I'm, let's say it's not a gneiva ba'inus. It's some other type of thing. Like a case where you have to, I have to cross the bridge. Single file. Only a shemar stachar is mechuyev to do that, and not a shemar chinam, right? That's a shem gemar, right? So according to the, that has nothing to do with gneiva ba'inus, right? That has nothing to do with the psak of gneiva ba'inus. It's a bazul derazach that you're potter by gneiva ba'inus because it's an inus. But where it's on the level of gneiva aveda, only according to the, only according this din of yeshiv mishar that mechuyev to do, it's very possible that only according to the shita zetzei the shemar stachar is mechuyev to do the extra. The extra step you're going to be mechuyev. Otherwise, not. That's mufurish. That's what Ramesh's mom is saying. Ramesh's, because what does Ramesh say? Well, what happened over there? I opened up the coop and more chickens squeezed out. So Ramesh says, is it normal to do that? To open up a coop and take a chicken out? He says, Ramesh, that's normal. That's a normal way to do it. Is it possible sometimes that something, is it possible that something may escape? Maybe. It's possible things will escape. So Ramesh writes that that's daima to the case of Havile Avri Chada Chada. What's Havile Avri Chada Chada? Rave times, nothing's going to happen. Is it possible that something will happen? It's possible something will happen. The Shemir Slachar is mechuyev to make sure to be matzalit from a matzav of maybe something will happen. Shemir Chinam's not, since the Baal Bais normally does this type of thing, and the risk is small. So Meili's let it go ahead and do this type of thing. That's what Ramesha, that's what Ramesha says. So he says the same way Shemir Slachar is mechuyev to be avuri chada chada, Shemir Slachar has to be careful when he opens up the chicken coop to make sure no other chickens run out. But a Shemir Chinam wouldn't be mechuyev to do that type of thing. Because something that the shchichos is that it never happens. It's just it could, but it doesn't mean that it can happen. It's very possible that by opening up the door, things will run out. It's on the level of Geneva Aveda that only a Shemar Slachar is mechuyev for, not a Shemar Chinam. So that's what Ramesha says.
Yeah, that's why the
Rambam
is different because instead of the we look at the kilo of the Bailam are has to come in because I'm telling you that I'm only doing the X amount, whereas the chicken could be from Iceland.
Right. Okay. Right, so he says that at the end. No, I'm saying just first in the comparison.
Right.
Yeah, first in the comparison. Right, so the Satzar Moshe writes, but he says that the Shaila is really whether what the story is on the my Shemer or the other chickens. He says that if I'm a Shemer, so then there's nothing to talk about. If I'm a Shemer, so then the problem is that L'chaira, I let the other, if I was asked just to take out one chicken, so on the other chickens, what din do I have? Right? So Ramesha says, what din do I have on the other chickens that escape? He says, I'm not a Shemer. So he says, Elamayim a Mazik. So if I'm a Mazik, he says, so I'm going to be Chayiv or am I going to be Pater? That's the question. So he says, Mazik? He says, L'chaira Mazik, you're going to be chayiv. If I let these animals escape, I went ahead and let these chickens escape, he says, I have a din of a Mazik. So I'll tell him, din Mazik, L'chaira should be chayiv. Right,
yeah.
So then Mela, when I go ahead and I open the door, I'm going to be a Mazik. So first of all, you have to know whether it's how it's different than parrots get it with Nebeim's Chavira. So he knew a Maisa to that chicken, which is only a Kurama. That's number one. And I'm not sure exactly how he knows that by opening up a door and letting the chicken and the chicken go ahead and escape is Mamash Amasik. They have to pay for it. L'chair, it's only a Kurama. That's horror number one. But besides that, what comes out? So what comes out is that he says, so Mamela on the tzad that I'm, on the, so it comes out, if Luyitzur, I have more chickens to Shech. So he says, I'm a shamer on the rest of the chickens. So by being a shamer, he says, it's going to end up being, I should have let it out. And so the question is, if I'm a shamer on the other stuff, am I going to be chayv or am I going to be potter? So he says, if I'm a shamer sachar, I'm going to be chayv. Right? That's what he says. That there's no tzad. Right? If I'm a shamer sachar on the rest of the chickens, I'm going to be chayv. If I'm not a shemir sachar on the rest of the chickens, that was only then I said l'chayr you're going to be a mazik. That's only the fee. Who am I going to be chayv if I'm a mazik? So he says that's only the fee the mukiyesef. That says that by going avri chada chada is considered a ma'isa hezek. But according to Taisa, that says it's not a ma'isa hezek. That Taisa is in Tanya Gemara Beis. So he says l'chayr should be potter. That's what he says. And on that nekuda he says that the only reason why I put this is the Valabai should have come and checked it out. Here the Valabai should have didn't have a reason to come and check it out. So there's no reason to go ahead and be Mechayiv. There's no reason to go ahead and be in Pater. So mainly he wants to go ahead. He says that you're going to be Chayiv. That's very much. He says you're going to be Chayiv if the chickens run out. I just had one last Aron where Moshe says that, what's he say? He says that if I'm the Shomer of the rest of the chickens, everyone is masking that I'm going to be Chayiv. Why? Because I'm a Shomer and I'm Shomer Sachar and I should have been more careful. I should have done a Shemir Ma'aliyah. This is not called a Shemir Ma'aliyah. How did he become a Shemir on the rest of the chickens? How?
Because you're the coil to shut them, you're getting paid for that.
So that's mitzad that. Mitzad the thing. Not mitzad Murmalo Dine Shemir.
I don't think so.
Because it didn't put tile. Because you can't say that it's a real din. So the question is, this is my shayla. When we say a pile gets a din shmira, does he have to go ahead? Does he? What's goyim his chiyah shmira? That's the fact that I said I'm going to pay you afterwards in stama, whatever it is, I don't know. Or you have to do a kinyan in order to do it. Like we discussed by a dry cleaner. Dry cleaner is a shomer sachar. You have to do a kinyan in order. He does a kinyan. He takes a suit and he holds on to it. So that's a kinyan. Seal the pile when you have the pile right not around, right? But the Rishayim hold you need a kinyan mamish. By pile, do you need a kinyan mamish?
Why not?
So if you do, so then Ramosha Shver, whenever it was a kinyan. You want to say a chos malacha?
And this chicken
is not sauce malacha either.
The
second opens the door is a sauce malacha, so maybe there's a king.
No, this other chicken, not the second chicken.
Maybe it could be a false malacha. I have to mind. He held that there was no chesaron. He held there was no chesaron beside the kinyan shmir.
So if he's a guy watching a
vault
and he falls asleep and he's
stealing $9. That's stealing already, right? That's not that's the neighbor blindness. And he falls asleep, it's machlokes yishayin. That's machlokes yishayin. If the guy, right, but he fell asleep blindness. He fell asleep blindness or not?
Oh, that's nice. He went and took a coffee break for 5 minutes. And the
whole
$10
gets gone. Right,
then
he's gone. He's a Chuyit V'Yeshiv Mishamer. If that's what his job is. No, but he's saying that was his job. No, I don't know. That was his job. His job was to watch the money. He's a Shemer on the money, Mamish.
He has to be Yeshiv.
No, guard in front of them. Depends what his job is. Here, that's his job. A guard standing in front of the mirror is nothing. What's he? He's watching the. He's watching anything. He's watching your gemara. He's not watching your gemara. Right?
The thing, but
have guards. If he has a guard, so there you have to know. That's a different child. That's a different child. What's his job? What's his job description? That's something else. I'm not discussing that. Let's say he is a shomer.
They have a guy
in front of the vault. That's his job. His job is to watch the money, and then he decides to go take a coffee break. So he's not being yeshiv in the shomer, and then a geneva happens. So what is that? That's mamish open. It could be a pshia. It could be a fear. It could be regular gneva avida. It could be regular gneva avida. The other shaila would be, the other shaila is whether, if, let's say he was there, what would have happened? He would be able to stop them or not? So that gets into the shaila.
So then
this portion, you're chayv. Yeah. If he's a shomer, it's chayiv. If they could have broken in anyway, and they would have knocked him out, knocked him silly before they broke him in, broke it in, broke into the vault, then that's the next sugya. That's also the shia to the sefer vayimus. And then it would depend when he went in. Did he go in bin adayli inchi, and then it may be David Tamur can have avei the dick, maybe, or he went in bin adayli inchi that's mamash of shia, and then. Could be a machlokes yishayin. We'll discuss it. Maybe we'll get into it. But that's already a separate shaila. But if the reason why they broke in is because they saw Pirtz Akhar Laganda, the guy's not around, so then that's not
sure. Why only inch? You thought to lock it up. You can't just like yell.
Okay, so it's mashma the achrayin.
You have a right.
And then I'll tell you the pshat.
That's okay. You have to sheet that. You want to get coffee.
You have to be yeshiv mishamer. It seems that the pshat is that the way it would go is the reason why a shemachina is able to go in the daily inchi This is what it seems from the, from, even from the Rishonim. I know it's washing the chayfetz. So you can say, oh, kachu kibel alav. But it's much more than that. That's what Ramesha really says. That's what Ramesha went up shat, klorin the tshuva, that he learned up that the reason why Hashem Achinam is able to go in when everyone else goes in is because the Balabai should understand that if I'm being, if this guy's volunteering to watch my thing, he's probably going to go in. So if he wants to keep his thing safe, he should go and arrange some sort of shmir for it, in order that when the shemir goes in, when you can assume he's going to go in, it should be watched. Either Baal Bayis should go there, or he should arrange someone else, but it's not the obligation of the shemir to do it. That's mavur, that's the pshat. It's not pshat that, okay, the Baal Bayis is not being machker his thing. The pshat is that when it's bidded ayli in, the shemir is going to go in, the pshat is that the Baal Bayis is going to take a chayis at that point for it, until the shemir comes back. But he understands the shemir is going to go. And that's the reason why Shem Rechidim Sky bid the Loi Ayin Yimshi, because you can't expect the Baal Bayis to come and take over.
But it's
a matli, it's pshat that you want to know if I have to wait till the Baal Bayis comes and takes and watches it. I don't know. Everyone else is going in. I'm going to miss
you. Why is it left in the Veda?
From 10 to 11, I was there with Makabal Shira. I have a coffee break.
No. He's asking something else. He's right. No. He's asking. You're right. Mitzad Shomer. If he leaves, he's going to be potter. He's saying, but he should have a different chiyuv to stick around. He's not mechuyev to how much he's mechuyev to give up for Hashem's Aveda already. Especially here, could be at the din of an Aveda Midas if the Baal Bayis knows that you're going in. If he knows that I'm going to have to go to Shachris, right? Now I see it in the stores. So, I mean, I see in the stores around here. What do these guys? So you know, can I bring Hashem? Most of the people that work in the stores are Shemir Torah mitzvahs, right? And you go into a store, enough echad shama. What's the pshat? He went to have mincha. Packs out in the middle to go daven mincha. What's the pshat? How can you do the thing? So sometimes they actually they'll lock the door. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Because the pshat is, if you're going to hire a guy like this, and basically shtibloch is, you know, a kfitza 5 minutes away, the guy's going to go, and you know that. So there you can clarify he's getting paid, so maybe it's worse. And you have to know whatever. But then musik, I'm sorry.
For sure.
But nowadays that's not part of the already the Rishonim say. Nowadays Pilum are not allowed to skip Hateva Metiv. What's the pshat? Because we assume nowadays the Baal Bayis is not Makbir.
In that time, they were Makbir.
Kinneret. That's what the Rishonim say. That's the reason why nowadays, right, Rabbi Martin, that's what it says, right? Pilum can't skip. Yeah. Pilum can't skip Hateva Metiv nowadays. What's the pshat? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. The Pilum can't skip Hateva Metiv Zmanazeh. But already Zanazeh. And already from then, they weren't able to skip it. What's the pshat? Because it is clear they're not what are they? The guy when you hire from
famous from two
what?
You see, like, they
have
the job.
Right, I'm asking him about it. If it's a shiloh between Gezel and Tfilu B'tzibur, Avada Didam B'yachid. What's a shiloh? But the Nakuda was, is that it wasn't a shiloh of Gezel anymore. Because of Baal Bayis was Mevater.
The typical
question
is like, very fan gave a message from us once that people daven mincha in the middle of the work day. They make a mincha, meaning like 3 o'clock in the middle of the work.
Okay, that's true. If the poor doesn't know,
it's a workplace.
Yeah, that's a problem. But the thing is, it's not. You have to know how much them. They're better than the right. Exactly, it's better. So if it's pshat, so he's suffered to the standard coffee breaks, one thing. But otherwise, you know. But most from places, they have right. They work things out, right? They either have minyanim themselves. It depends on how many employees they have, right? That's not a problem. No, from Bala Isek is Menea, a frum worker from davening mincha with a binyan in the winter. Nachon alo nachon, Rabbi Katz.
They're a little more particular about Bala Tila.
Great, that I hear. Right. How quickly they daven. Right, but nowadays it's not a problem. So that's my shiloh. You see that here you see that.
But then
you
talk to me about if Hashem would leave the middle to daven, you would do it anymore.
Right, avada,
yeah.
Something happens, then what? Something happens to the
chevitz. Something happens to the chevitz. It's mystic. You have a license to leave something happen
to you. So the question is, if you're a shemar chinam, it's not such a problem. If you're a shemar socher,
why is it a shemar chinam?
No, why?
You're all bidden alien. You're potter. So you're saying al shemar aveda. You're saying al shemar aveda. The Baal Bais, should know better. The Baal Bais knows I'm going. I hear it's a shibahar what to do. I don't know what I would be mamlet to a guy. If a guy calls me up and says, I'm in the store, I can leave right now and leave the store, I would tell him probably to lock the store up and go. That's what I probably would tell him.
Wait, to the store. You hold the mail for extra month. You can't just put it on the street. Why should it be left?
He's losing customers now. The customers are away with
5 cents. Yeah, but he's a loser.
Now he's losing to his customers.
Well, so instead you should have him in the store.
I don't know.
I hear. Okay. That's the story over there. Now, what else is there that I want to make up? Oh yeah, there's a soisach moed mechudeshes. I just want to be going back to the sugya about Geneva ba'ainus. If you remember, but in the sugya of Geneva ba'ainus, the psak was, according to Shitas Taisus at least, that in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Geneva Ba'inus is Chayv. The Geneva Ba'inus is, even though an Ainus happened, that the guy, that they broke through the vault, then the guy got sick, whatever it is, you're Chayv to pay. Even though we said it, that the Shafrin is out of your potter, but the Ma'isa Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you're Chayv to pay. The Shaila is, what the halacha is, let's say the guy falls asleep, or the guy gets sick, and the chifet gets lost. What's the halacha? What about Aveda Ba'inus? What's the... No, Aveda Ba'inus, done.
Got lost.
Tchilasa Ba'inus for Sefer Ba'aveda. No, regular Aveda Ba'inus. Something's done. How's that Aveda Ba'inus happen? The guy got sick. And when he comes back to look and find the thing, it's missing, it's gone, it's not there. It's lost. Yeah. What's halacha? How can you be mechalak?
Yes.
So that's a shaila. So kibshuta, I would say that geneva ba'inus is chayv, kavachem ravida ba'inus is chayv. Ravida is makar v'lupshia. So vada ravida ba'inus should be chayv. The ksais knows mechalish. Batsim, it's a counterintuitive svara, but he says that it's not like that. This is one of the top trivia questions of the Kashmir. When is it ever possible to find that if your geneva is chayv and ravida is potter? And this is going to be one of the cases. Why? Because the Sor of the Rishonim that say Geneva is Chayev, it's because Mali, because Geneva is Karv Lainus. So Tyro is Machayev Geneva, so the Rishonim say Mali Yainus Kotten, Mali Yainus Kotten. So the Machayev by Geneva, even though the Geneva took place by Yidei Yainus. And that's how Tyro is Shulchan Aruch Paskins. By Aveda, the Tyro patterned even though it's Karv Lepshia. Right? The Tyro went ahead, I'm sorry, the Tyro is Machayev because it's Karv Lepshia. Right, the Aveda Lamaisa is Lamaisa a chiyuv is chayiv, and you can't. It's not chayiv because it's not chayiv even though it's karvlayin. It's chayiv because Lamaisa. This is the type of thing that happens. This type of thing is yaser karvlipshia. So if you have an Aveda ba'inus, you can't see mali zeh because there you don't have the sword mali einus cut mali einus don because Aveda the etzem is not an einus cut. Aveda is Yisakar Lupshia. So Mel, the Tzais wants to be Mechanish that since you don't have the Svar of Mali and it's cut Mali and it's gone by Aveda because Aveda is Yisakar Lupshia. So that if Lamaisa you have an Aveda Ba'inus, you're going to be Potter. That's what the Tzais wants to say. Aveda Ba'inus, I mean, says the Tzais that the guy falls asleep on the job and or falls asleep Ba'inus or gets sick Ba'inus and it gets stolen, you'll be Chayev.
How do you know if it's stolen
or
it's
Aveda? People saw that people stealing it. Then you know it's a Geneva.
Otherwise,
Simani Pritza, that's not so hard to find out. Or the Simani that it was broken into. It's not there. It's not where I put it. It's not around. That's Aveda. Right, that's very important. We'll see more exactly how to define Aveda. Definition of Aveda is I know exactly where I put it, and it's not there. I know I put it in my pocket, it's no longer in my pocket. That's Aveda.
Well, the burden will be able to be, if you want to be, the money will be able to prove that it was a Geneva.
Right. you have to prove it's Geneva. But usually Geneva is you could figure it out. But yeah, that's a Shem Aveda. If he doesn't remember where he put it, that's already a different sugya. That's a Pshia. But if he knows where he put it and just can't find it now, it's not there anymore, that's Aveda. So the Ksais wants to say, Aveda Ba'inis, since we don't have the Svar of Mali Ainis Kar, Mali Ainis Donal, and here the Torah was never Mechadish, that Ainis is going to be Chayiv, so Taki will be Potter. So this is the one case that you find that according to the Rishayim that say, Geneva Ba'inis is Chayiv, even though Geneva is more of a Siva to Potter, still it's Chayiv, Aveda Ba'inis, which is more of a Siva to be Mechayiv, is going to be Potter. Right, that's the answer to the question. Anyone ever asks you, do we ever find Geneva which is Karv L'Ainus is Chayiv and Aveda which is Karv L'Pshia is Potter? The answer is if it's happened by Ainus, according to the Ksais. Okay, that was the Ksais. Okay, now what about getting paid? So getting paid is the whole thing. So what's with getting paid? Is that if an Ainus happens and the thing gets lost, the thing gets stolen, are you mechuyif to pay the Shemar Sachar or not? Lamaisa, you ask them to please go ahead and take care of it. So why should you pay? So according to the Manda Omar that says, so here's going to be an afkamina, how we pass it. Because even though Lamaisa, we say that Geneva Ba'inis is Potter, like the Shach says, on the tzad that you're Potter, avad you have to pay. Right? Because you didn't do anything wrong. Nachon? On the tzad that you're Potter, for the thing that happened. Let's say an Ainus happens to a Shemesah. Kibshutai, Avada, you have to pay. What's a Shem? You have to pay for the thing that happened. Question is, well, one second. That's not true. What I'm saying. Let me back up a second. Right now. Nochamo. According to who is the Shem? Whether you're Mechuyif to pay or not. According to the Manda Omar, Geneva V'Ainus is Chayiv. So do you have to pay or you don't have to pay for the thing? So Vali, you don't have to pay. Okay. If you're chai for Geneva Ba'inus, you didn't do your shmir b'chlal, then Vali, I'm not mechuyif to pay for you. Right? That's posh. That's the alfis. That's how the thing starts. When is there a tzad that I'm mechuyif to pay by a shemir sachar? Where's the shaila? If a Geneva Ba'inus is potter, maybe I'm mechuyif to pay for the shmir, even though I'm not getting the thing back. Right? That's the shaila. You hear? You hear the shout? That's the shout of the shout.
No, here it is. Somebody started.
Nachamu, I'll start again. Because I confused. Well, I confused.
I have to be
right here. Because I said it wrong right away. So I'm gonna indulge everyone to hear it again. So the way it goes is if you did the wrong thing, that means you Geneva Ba'inus is Chayiv. Geneva Ba'inus is Chayiv means that you went ahead, or the Shem HaSachar did. There was a Peshaya, the Shem HaSachar was Peshaya, and the thing is no longer here. Do you have to pay the Shem HaSachar for the job that he did yesterday? He didn't do his job. Yeah. Not enough. Finally,
he was
happened.
He was being Shem or not? He was being Shem. But he was doing my
Shem. But I didn't do it below Maisa. You don't have to pay. That's for sure. That's out. That's how
things
are. Even though I watched it below Maisa, I didn't end up.
2 hours for Shem, it was a Shem, and 3 hours for Shem. What happens?
Right.
So you get 2 hours of pay.
No.
Pay.
No.
No. More dramatic. For 10 hours, he was a Shem, and for 30 seconds, he took a coffee break, and he got strong.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna have to get paid. Why? Because you didn't do your job.
I did my job for 12 hours.
No, it doesn't make a difference. My job is to do the job. The job is to make sure that you get it back. Right? That's
no. If it's kabbalah, I have to give back the chifetz after a certain period of time.
Why isn't he telling the shell when I'm mechayev on it? I'm mechayev with the shas when I'm the spirit starts and mechayev.
Lo mishane. Even according to the mandamer that says I'm mechayev at the shas, like what? You want to say if you're chayev later on, so maybe I should get paid until that point?
Right.
No. That's we're gonna see. That's not a reason to get paid until that point. That's just when it leaves the violence with shas. But whether I did the job or not, the job is a kol yisrael job.
Kabbalah, you have to give back the chayev after a period of time.
What? You have to give back the chayvitz after a period of time. Right? If you don't give it back, and the reason why it's gone is because of your pshia, or because of the it's a chisiba that you're chayv. You're going to have to pay, fakir. You're going to have to pay the guy for the chayvitz, right? That's really what's coming out. You have to pay the guy. So what? I'm going to pay the guy for the chayfetz. He's going to have to pay me for the shmir of the chayfetz till then. I have to pay the chayfetz. That's not true. I didn't do the job I was supposed to do. Maybe the chayfetz gets lost. So I don't have to pay you for it. Even though lamaisa, you're right that I was matriya for a couple hours. That I don't have to pay. If I go ahead and mazik the chayfetz or things like that, I don't have to.
We have a right to this.
Yeah, because it's poshut that the Magen Mishnah stells the shaila whether you get paid shemesachar ba'inus. That's the way he says it. Shemesachar ba'inus, that's potter. Do you pay him until the zman of the ba'inus?
It's
meduyik that if you're chayiv and you didn't do your job, you didn't do at one point, you didn't do your job b'chlal, so we're poshut that you're going to be chayiv. You're chayiv to pay, and you're not going to get paid. Because the part is that nikhla, it's like almost like the tnai haskir. Tnai haskir obviously is that if you do a shia, if you do something, you're going to pay me for the chayv. I'm not going to pay you for the job that you did. Okay, now what's the shaila? So the Magen Mishnah declares by an ayin. So shem sucker by ayin. So I have to get, do I pay you or not? So the Magen Mishnah says it's medayik in the Rambam for the Rambam that you mechuyif to pay him until the shas ayin. Okay, that's what he says. So Amela, what's the shaila? The shaila is so that's by a true oneness. So here you're going to have an interesting thing. Here you're going to have a case that because of the sveik of the dina, how we pass in by geneva ba'inus, it's going to make a nafkemina legabi payment. I believe it's going to make a nafkemina legabi payment. Right? Let's work through the. Let me just show you again in halacha how it's going to work. Okay, the way it's going to work is like this: the geneva ba'inus happened. What's the psak by geneva ba'inus? What's the psak by geneva ba'inus? Sveik of the dina, right? Mordechai, the Shach say you're potter. The Shulchan Aruch says you're chayiv. So I can't be mechayiv you to pay for the chayfetz. Okay, nachon. But am I mechayiv to pay you for the work that you did until the chayfetz got stolen? Yes or no? On the tzadet, you're chayiv. I'm not mechayiv to pay for you. On the tzadet, you're potter. I am mechayiv to pay you. But lemaisa, I can tell you that lemaisa, I just can't be making money from you in order to be mechayiv you. But maybe the halacha is to speak of the dina that you're chayiv for the fact that a geneva b'inus happens. So I'm not going to be. You can't be making money from me to pay you for the shmir. You hear? This is going to be the flip side of the machlekes. You know, people always say, well, what's an achimina, what's sveik the dina, sveik the dina, you know, doesn't make a difference, because the shemer is always the muchzik, so he's always going to be potter. But here, it's even better.
Each one
is muchzik, because each one has a chiyu, has a potential chiyu. Like, so I always say, oh, achimina is, we answer the baal bayis is toughless and something of the shemer. Here you have to come on to that type of an achimina. Here you have a straight achimina. It's the baal bayis muchlif to pay for the shmir achasa geneva. According to Taisus, you're not mechuyif to pay, and according to the Mordechai, you are mechuyif to pay. So it's going to come out an interesting thing. He's not going to be mechuyif to pay for the chayfetz, but he's not going to be mechuyif to pay for the shmir. Right? That's what's going to come out in halacha lemaisa. I think halacha lemaisa is going to come out. The guy can't be tevea. The guy can't be tevea. This group. Okay, that's number one. And the other thing is that there's a more nagas, there's pilim, there's metalplin, but just I'll tell you the halacha that comes out. The nesivus over here is mechadish, it really depends what type of einus that happens. What I mean that it depends what type of einus happens. There's two types of einusim. There's an einus that can happen, I'm talking about a regular einus. There's one type of einus that einus happened to the person. Something happened to the person, right? The guy got sick. Right, and then the shara got sick. That's an einus happens to the person. So einus can't happen to the chayfetz, right? So the nesiva says that the only time you're mechuyif to pay is only when the einus happens to the chayfetz. Why? That means that the einus happens to the chayfetz. List of mezuyah came out sold. So then you're mechuyif to pay, because there is pshat that when einus happens to the chayfetz, the Rishonim understand that's mazel. That's the mazel of the balabais, because lemaisa kol hicha de isa b'rishus de marisa. And really, in the long term, this is going to be the owner's loss. So whenever that type of thing, when einus happens to the chayfetz, so then the halach is going to be that you're going to be chayif to pay. When einus happens to the mensch, what's that mean? Einus happens to the mensch where the guy got sick. Oh, we said we have to be chayshish for the shita that says if the guy gets sick, geneva happens, you're going to be potter. Einus happens, you're going to be potter, right? So, Mamela, to the mensch, to the person himself, so there, the nesilas leaks out, then you're not going to be mechuyev to pay. Why? Because when einus happens to the person, so lamela, it's not the mazel of the guy. The guy says, my chifetz was there. My chifetz was wanted to be washed, was waiting to be washed. And einus happened to you, and something happened, and lamela, the chifetz got taken away. So I'm not mechuyev to pay for watching. Why? Because the whole tachlis of watching is so I should get the chifetz back at the end. If I don't get the chifetz back at the end, this is an answer to the kasha that we talked about in the beginning, that I wasn't nanavichal from what's going on over here. What's the tachlis over here? What's the tachlis of the whole shmir? Or that there's a tkufa where I personally cannot watch this chifetz. So I'm giving it over to you to watch it. And that's the hana. The hana is that eventually, even though right now I can't keep my eye on it, I'm going to get it back. On the tzad, I'm never going to get it back. Then avada, I'm not nene b'chlal from the shmir. So Amela says, I'm mechuyev to pay you. So he says that even in the case of an oinus, where normally the Magid Mishnah, the shach paskin, that you're mechuyev to pay, says the Magid Mishnah, says the nesivus, when the oinus happened to the person got sick, and normally he's potter on the chayfetz, but lemaisa, the halacha is going to be that you're not going to be mechuyev to pay for it, since it was the thing that got the oinus was what happened to the payel. So when oinus happens to the payel, he brings a raya that you're not going to be mechuyev to pay schiros for the thing, since the mice at the end of the day wasn't then. What's the raya? So the raya is really from Shin Yod, where a payel is shipping stuff on a boat. Mimakam lamakam. The payel is shipping stuff on a boat. Mimakam lamakam. It says that if the boat goes down in the middle, so do you have to pay? Do you have to pay lemaisa the owner of the boat was matriach with your stuff until half of the way? So maybe I'm mechuyev to pay for half the way, like you were saying before. I was matriach and they half the way. So the Gemara says you're potter. Why? Because holy man, you weren't nana at all. The only time you're mechuyev to pay is only if you hire a truck. The truck is shipping your stuff across the country, and it's going from Los Angeles and it gets to St. Louis. The truck breaks down, you don't have any more truck. The question is, are you mechuyev to pay till St. Louis? So the Gemara says, there you're mechuyev to pay, because lamaisa there's a hanah, your stuff is halfway across the country. But when your stuff is no longer here, and you didn't get a hanah, as long as the einus that happened was not to your stuff, the einus really happened to the boat, or to whatever it is, and it went down with your stuff, so the halacha is, yeah, mechuyev to pay, because holy nana, lamaisa I got no hanah from the pula that you did.
What do you need to make St. Louis for? Thank you.
There's two reasons. From St. Louis, buy half the price, and you can sell it in St. Louis, the Gemara says. Both reasons are true. But if it's on the bottom of the ocean, you can't sell nothing. So the Nesiva shall sue this Gemara. That's the reason why, in your case, where even though Lamaisa, I went ahead and I worked for for 10 days on watching this thing, at the end of the day, if I can't return it, so then I'm going to be potter because I wasn't gerim hano, which is the tachlis of the pula to the balabais. Okay, that's the nesiyas. Fine. Let me just make a mermachin hatoma to the sugi of tchlosu shiv such a vainus. Okay, so let's go. Tchlosu shiv such a vainus. Let's just discuss the makaris of the sugya, because if you get the makaris core, like most everything around here, then a lot of things just everything will that fall into place. The makar of the sugya klutz of Shir Sefer Va'inus is the sugya membeis of an aleph in Bav Metzia who gavra that was mafkid kasvi gavri chavre, and he put it on chulah b'tzrifa d'orvin, and he put it inside the trapper's hut. And the Gemara says that a trapper's hut l'maisa is a good shmir l'gavi kneva, but it's an extremely, extremely flammable place. Ramela is a pshil l'gavi fire. So the Gemara says, since it was a pshil l'gavi fire, l'b'saif ignav, l'maisa l'gavi neinu, the money was stolen, and no longer is there. So the Gemara says, it's also the pshil l'gavi mura, l'b'saif l'b'ayin is l'gavi kneva. So it brings two lashonis in the Gemara b'shem Rabbi Yosef. One lashon says chlosu sefer ba'inus is potter. One says chlosu Rabbi Shiyah sefer ba'inus is chayv. That's the makar and shas for the sugi of chlosu Rabbi Shiyah sefer ba'inus. Two lashonis. Gemara's masek the hilchosa chlosu Rabbi Shiyah sefer ba'inus is chayv. Okay, let's leave out the svaras for now. Let's just work with what we have. Number two, second Gemara that we have to know. Second Gemara we have to know is the Gemara lam vav mebeis above mitzia. Poshav itmar, poshav bav yotzal agam. There's a machlekes. What happens? you're a shamer on an animal, and it went out to the and you left the door open and it wandered to the agam u'meisa, and it died in the agam. Machlek is a bayin rova whether you're chayv and chater. Bayin says not only according to the man Omar, chilasa b'shia sifay benis is chayv or you chayv, because here it's chilasa b'shia. Why is it chilasa b'shia? Because you left the door open. Meila. Anything can take advantage of in the Lagavi Zaivim Veganovim is the Shia. So if Ivaina said it died in the Aga. But even Khatman of Khus, not only Bhagavan Khus of Vainas is Chayiv, are you Chayiv? Even Khatman of Khus, we said Vainas is Potter, here you're going to be Chayiv. So Akhtabai, why? Because Havla Dagma Kalma. Because there's a Shia that you let it out, and a Ksach Shia of Havla Dagma Kalma, according to Rishayim say. But mainly you're going to be Chayiv, it's not only this Gomer at the end, Lamais is it's also a little bit of a Shia. That's how Bhai says. Rava argues, that's how he passed in. Rava says that you're going to, a Pashim of Yatul Agam is going to be Potter. Lo mi vay l'man damer t'chilas l'b'shir sadoi, this is Potter, you're going to be Potter. But even according to the man damer that says, t'chilas l'b'shir sadoi, this is Chayef, you're going to be Chayef. Why? Malach HaMavis, Malach HaCha, Malach HaSam. Doesn't make a nafshaginu mirror where the Malach HaMavis is. That's what the Gemara says. So, Rashi, Taisis, both ask, what's a nafshaginu between the Gemara on Lamed Vav and Vez, Amal Chamos, Amal Yachem, Amal Yachem. So the Gemara Tzifah Dor Vini that says that Tchilash of Mashiach, so if you find this is Chayef. So what did what's the Mahalach of all the Rishayim? What do all the Rishayim say from across the Sephardic Ashkenazic divide? They all say that there's one Mahalach, that it's not so partial. Not always do we say Tchilash of Mashiach, so if you find this is going to be Chayef. Not always do we say that halacha lamaisa according to Rava. When do we say kolosh yisiv ha'inus as v'chayiv? It's only when there's a connection between the pshia and the ha'inus. Only if we can conclusively prove that if the pshia wouldn't have happened, the ha'inus wouldn't have happened, then we're going to say if we can say that if the pshia was goyer of the ha'inus conclusively, that because of the pshia that you did, the middle of the ha'inus happened, then you're going to be chayiv. But if there's no connection between the pshia and the ha'inus, then you're going to be potter. And that's pshat the gemara malchavos 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 means that the ha'inus would have happened regardless. Ha'inus had nothing to do with the pshia. That's why Rava holds your potter. Masha'enkin and tzvi for the orvini. If I would put it in the ground like I should have, and the mimela, what did I do? I put it above the ground. That directly was going to anus that the fact that the Ganavim went ahead and stole it from the Makam. So really going to be chayef. So that's the first insight that you see in the Gemara, that the Shia has to be halacha l'maisa, because that's Rava, that's the Hilchaza, the Shia has to be directly connected to the anus. What's another ayah to the din? The Gemishon ayah chesam al-alaf. The Gemishon ayah chesam al-alaf says if you rent a chamar l'alicha bahar l'alicha bebika yichayef b'bika v'alicha bahar Yechayiv your Mishana. But let's say says the Gemara, that's only if something happened to it that maybe wouldn't have happened somewhere else. But let's say it was Huchma Bahar. That means it overheated it, suffered from heat stroke in the mountain. And you should have been bringing it down to the Bikra. So the Gemara says the Mishnah says you're Potter. So Frektai says, why are you Potter? L'chayr tchilasa b'shia and say v'vayinus. What's the tchilasa of v'vayinus? Tchilasa b'shia l'gabe huchlika that it har. It's much more shkia for an animal to slip and fall and hurt itself. Sefivainas the lemaisel is chokhmah. That's what the Gemara Taisus has. Taisus answers that lefidi side that we laid out on Rav and Beis, the kash is miyoshev. Why is the kash miyoshev? Because lemaisel over here, it's never hotter in the mountain than in the bikra. And if it would have been and if I took him to the bikra, it would have died also. Kol shkina would have died. So the meila, the pshia has nothing to do bichlal with the einus that eventually happened. So Taisa says, since there's no connection, you cannot be mechayiv in those cases. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So we have here two cases. We have where the pshia, we can conclusively prove that the pshia was connected with the einus directly, goyrim the einus, then you're chayiv. If there's no connection, then you're potter. What if there's a tenuous connection? There's a shracha connection between the two things. It's possible if you would have been there, then maybe the einus wouldn't have happened. What's halacha there? So depending on how you learn the Gemara inside the Gemara base with Abaya, that Abaya asked on the Gemara discussed over there, going into the city when a lion comes and eats up the animal. The Gemara, the Abaya says, why are you potter if you couldn't have saved it? You couldn't have saved the animal. It's also the Shia says Abayas. So there's two mahakim. So Taisus asks that, what's a kasha? It's not connected, because even if the pile would have been there, you couldn't have saved the animal. So Taisa's answer, because there is a tenuous connection between two of those. There is a the tzara rocha that you could have stopped it. Maybe if you would have been there, the lion never would have come. Maybe you could have killed the lion. Maybe you would have brought the stuff somewhere else. So the mela, even a inconclusive connection, a suffix connection, is enough to make chasu shiyasa ba'inas chayv. That's shita's taisis, and shita's arayim, and shita's mukigesa. But lamaisa, the Rif says not like that. The Rif has a different tariff to the Gemara. It says it's Abayin L'shitasa, that holds, you don't need a connection b'chlav between the pshiyah and the ainas. Abayin Lam Vavam Vez, he wants to say, hold that way. So in Mela, you don't have a raya to this inside that a tenuous connection can create a matzah that chasu shiyasa ba'inas chayv is going to be chayv. So comes out that there's a machlekes to Rif and taisis, whether if you can, whether there's an inconclusive connection between the pshiyah and the ainas, whether you're chayv or not. This comes out of big machlekes rishonim. That means that if there's a tzara, the tzara rocha, you could connect the pshiyah with the ainas, whether you're going to be chayv or you're going to be potter. Okay, that's the basic solution. So it comes out there are three levels. If there's conclusive connection, chayiv. No connection, pater. Connection with tzara rochek, machlekes rishayim. How do we paskin? So this halacha is brought down both in Shin Gimel and also in Reish Sadi Aleph. It gets a little bit confusing because in Reish Sadi Aleph, the machaber just paskin straight that if there's no connection, or if there's a tenuous connection, the halacha is that you're going to be pater. The only time you're ever going to be chayav to chasu shiyasa ba'inus, this is only if there's a direct connection, like Bratzif with the orphan. That if it would be only because it was above ground, that's why the ba'inus happened. That's how the machaber paskins. It doesn't bring any other shita. In Shin Gimel, when a paskin shem esachar, the machaber paskins again that you need a conclusive connection between the two things, the pshiyah and the ba'inus. V.H. Eimer says the Ramah that even without a conclusive connection between two things are going to be chayiv. It comes out that in Rishon Gimel, the machlekes that we discussed now between Taisus and the Rif manifests itself as machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether you're chayiv or you're going to be potter if the connection is an inconclusive connection. Question is, do they argue also in Sari? Yes, the Shach says yes. Shach says lamaisa, halacha lamaisa, what's going to come out? Halacha lamaisa, in this machlekes, if there's a connection with tzara rocha, being chayv or potter, Shach says amotz mechavi al overaya. Both by shem achinam and both by shem esachar. So, what's going to come out is, by this whole sugya tchilas v'shilat v'ainas, if there's no connection, you're going to be potter. Ainas has no connection with the pshila, you're going to be potter. If there's a strong connection, you're going to be chayv. And if there's a tenuous connection, it's a matzvichayv l'varayim. But there klal, that means that you're going to end up being potter. Right? That's what's going to come out l'maisa. What the pshat is and what the lumdus is, and at what point and you have to pay from the shat's pshia, you have to pay by the shat's einus. That's already a different sugya. That we're going to see. So I wanted to say, I have a couple of cases I wanted to. Oh, this is an interesting case. I had a case like this. Just to give you a practical application of this type of thing. Of a tchilas of shiur sefer minus. Yeah, the guy, we had a guy like that was a manager of a store. That means the balabayas didn't deal day to day. He gave over the store to a worker like any big store. You know, the owner lives who knows where. And Lamaisa, there's a manager, Mamish, that he had to take. It was his job to take care of everything. Lamaisa, what happened was that there were stuff stolen from the store that the insurance was willing to pay for. So what happened? So the manager was late in filing the claim. And then when he finally got around to filing the claim, the insurance company went bankrupt. So Valdai said, tells his manager, listen, if you would have filed it on time, then we would have gotten our money. It's only because you were late in filing the claim that's why we're having such big problems getting the money. So the question is the manager chayav or potter?
You say late,
that's how I think
the problem.
So what is that? That's a pshia? The fact that he filed, is that a pshia?
No, it's not.
What's being filed late?
Is it the deadline?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. What's being late?
No,
he
was told to make sure to take care of it. Well, it was something
that should take care of it.
He take care of it. This is assless.
Yeah, Atsos,
right.
It was
Atsos. Well, you can't take all kids in one day. He's busy with other things.
So you're saying it depends. You're saying
if in a time frame which the company would have given it to them, they're not going bankrupt. But what's the issue?
I don't understand.
It was fine. It was like
you
had 3 days.
What
you want
to say?
For
what?
If you had a time frame that he could have been able to file the
he had the opportunity to follow it.
And he was trying to find it. So until that deadline was closed,
I hear
it. The company wouldn't have gone bankrupt, he would have got money back. He filed it on time.
Yeah, the question is no. So this I would say.
There's no such thing.
No, I mean to say that person's pashe because he waited 2 weeks to file a claim. You file a claim, you file a claim in the year. And then 300 days to file a claim.
Okay,
so
you're saying the question at the end of the day is he a pesher? Was he a pesher by doing? So you're saying no. I'm just telling you that's what the child was middle column. If you would be a pesher, even though the bankruptcy is an einus,
right,
you're going to be chayif. Because if you would have filed on time, he would have gotten the money. So there's a direct There's a direct connection between the pshia and the einus that happened. And since that's what his job is to make sure to take care of this.
Anyway.
Huh?
He didn't like he wasn't getting it anyway. Why is it? Why did he get the einus at the end? Yeah,
because
he had a deadline. If he made it, then he would have gotten the money. If he didn't, then he wouldn't have gotten the money.
Right. So the question is whether there's a pshia by the fact that he waited. So you're saying what you want to say is as long as I file before the deadline that I have to file by, so I'm not a pesher.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, pesher.
But it's not nice pushing to do with all the time, then maybe.
Yeah, that's
not nice. Right.
So what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody expects companies to go bankrupt. Nobody knows. Maybe the owner. That's it.
Right, so that's a good question. The question is whether if the Baal Bais is pushing him, does that make him a Peshe? Yeah. Does that make him a Peshe?
No, because of the Horai, the company would not have gone bankrupt with the money.
If that's not an Akuda, no, but that's an Einus. You're saying that the fact that the Einus is so not Shkia, so Milt and Gao, that the Shia is not Shkia.
Right, exactly.
He wants to say that as long as you filed it by the deadline, you're good to go.
Yeah.
He says not a shame. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure if that's the case. Definitely, the Baal Bais was fuming.
Right.
At the end, right?
I'm fired.
Right, that's for sure.
Is she all the fuming when companies have been grouped up?
Right.
Where's the fuming yet?
Doesn't, but here the pshat doesn't get them anywhere. But here the question is whether.
So
here the question of. No. So that's the question. The question is whether this is what he was supposed to do, then whether he's.
If he called after the deadline and he tried to get an extension, then I would say, pshat. And then on his back. If you told that you filed during the deadline, sometimes they give you some leeway. And then.
Credit card company. It's 60 days, right? 60 days. Mm-hmm. After you had charge, if you want to cancel, you have 60 days. So if you have 55 days, you do it at the first day.
I'm not sure. I think it's a good time.
I think it's a good child.
If you're a responsible person, doesn't wait till the end, because me and them, you love you, and we know that.
I see
you're a procrastinator. No, you can see. No, you can. What?
The manager's busy with many things.
I want to tell you something. Once things are delayed, you never know.
You can never know what
that's for sure. You can't know. that the reason why they're not going to pay now is because they're bankrupt. But you don't stop wait for no reason.
When do you do your IRS? You April, June, November. Like, the money. They want money.
What? It wasn't in November they do our no discount.
But then you need to discount in November.
You're not thinking
about why? It's not over. It's
most people do November.
Why? Yeah. You need money. You need money. You need $20,000.
So then you would have to say anyway. That wasn't the
point. You get as soon as possible.
That wasn't the thing. Then fire the guy. Fire the manager because we needed money and you didn't do it in time.
No, it's not
Shia. Means so not mean Shia, that's orange. Here the question is, did I file the issue?
No, I'm not sure if you're right. You have to ask the owner of a company.
Right.
If his job is to make sure that to take care of this thing, does it mean that he has to take care of it
immediately
or within a reasonable amount of time, but to wait, stop. Okay, whatever. This is. If it would be a pesheya, that would be a case. But you're right. To define that as shia is totally a shikil adas. But on the tzadet, you would have someone that would go ahead and define that as a shia. So then, I think.
So it would be chayif. He would be chayif. The manager would be chayif. Pay money himself.
I wonder if
that would have to work for you, that you don't have to be chayif for
that. That type of thing.
He's a toil.
So where the shadow is where the chiyuv comes from.
Who's that
tells
you
that
to expect
to come in? No one. I'm not arguing. That for sure is an oinus. Zelos, that I'm totally masking. We're arguing about the first thing. That's what we're arguing about the first thing. We're arguing whether you're saying, because it's an oinus, so in the middle of he's an oinus.
Right, very nice.
Okay, so now, what was the other case that I wanted to say? There was another case about a guy, right? So this is a shayla. It gets back to the old shayla that we discussed last week. There's a tshuva from the Afkas Reichel from the Beis Yosef, about a guy that was staying in a hotel, and he had stuff that belonged to someone else. He was a shemer sacher, and he left the room. And he left the room and he left the stuff in it. And Lamaisa, someone came and he stole the stuff. It wasn't a shem sacher. Question is, was it Geneva Ba'inus? Get into Shem Geneva Ba'inus a little bit. But it was an Ainus that someone, because why was it an Ainus? So one, they found out that the one that stole the stuff is the was the owner of the hotel. So the question is whether you're chayv or your father.
They found the gallon.
Yeah, but he wasn't giving up the stuff so quickly.
That's called chosum shiur segoyim. What is it?
So what is that? So it really gets down: was he allowed to leave or not?
Right.
So if he wasn't allowed to leave, then it's a pshia.
And why is it an einus again?
Because no one else. Right. It was an einus that the thing got stolen. So it gets into the shav gneva b'einus, but lamaisa. It could be that, you know, this, even though it's not that you're potter, but still, Zanayinus, the question is whether you're chayiv or not.
Okay.
So that also would be a case. Anytime that type of thing happens, that if I would have been there, it would have nothing, I could have saved the Zach. And the reason why I'm not there is because of a pshia, I'm going to be chayiv. So if he was in the room, the things would never have gotten stolen. If you're Shemar Sachar, right? Or if you're Shemar Chinam. No, in this case, you would be Chayiv also if you're Shemar Chinam. The reason why you would be Chayiv in Shemar Chinam is because you don't have to stay there. You don't have to be Shemar Sham. The reason why I said so much Shemar Sachar is because Shemar Sachar has to stay there. Right? So any of these types of cases, that's what's going to be the halacha. So that's only if there's a connection. If we're not going to see a clear connection between the two things, then already the halacha is probably going to be that you're going to be potter, unless the Baal HaBayis is muksik. Then if there's a tzad that perhaps if I would have been there or could have I wasn't pesheya, then the thing would have nothing would have happened. So then. You said we passed Amos Pachir over Raya. So that's the source of the study of Amos of Shkil Sashir Sev Ba'inus. The Shaila is exactly, well, there's more, there's the rest of the study that we're going to have to see is, first of all, in the Lumnus. Why Shkil Sashir Sev Ba'inus? why is it chayiv? What is the sivas hamachayiv? In other words, is a pshia the sivas hamachayiv? The einus at the end was nigra by the einus. The kitzur, the shaila is, if the object, let's say, went down in price between the pshia and the einus, what price do I have to pay? The shomer. When does it leave the bounds of shas? Right, by the pshia, only by the einus. That's when it leaves the bounds of shas. That's a shaila that we're going to have to deal with. We have to deal with other shailas like that, but the etam tzuras advarim, the three levels of chos haseva ba'ainus, and what the halacha is, that basically that's what we're going to see. Okay, fine.
Another shaila, the guy's been.